We begin with the uneasy homecoming for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl and all the questions it has raised about the war in Afghanistan. For instance, if he left his post, was it justified? If he put other soldiers at risk by recklessly ending up in the hands of the Taliban, were rescue efforts to free him unjustified? What of the conduct of the war in Afghanistan and the casualties incurred to defend territory of limited or no strategic value in many cases, to apprehend Taliban leaders regarded as too dangerous to ever be released, and then suddenly let go in exchange for Bergdahl? These questions are all premature, says Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, who stands behind the president's decision.
We did the right thing here. I wanted to reassure them that the president feels very strongly about this. I feel very strongly about it. I've been to war. I know a little something about this. This was the right decision for the right reasons. We don't leave our people behind.
On Wednesday, it was announced that Bergdahl's June 28th homecoming event would be canceled. City administrators in Haley, Idaho, said the town would be, quote, unable to safely manage the number of people expected. Joining me now is Vanessa Ghazari, a journalist who has covered the war in Afghanistan since it began in 2002. Vanessa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, nice to be with you.
You know, Vanessa, I think we can all agree that we're all happy that Bo Bergdahl is back in U.S. hands at this point. But I have the impression that these questions that are being asked now and this discussion that's taking place is exactly the discussion that America maybe should have had years ago, perhaps as early as 2003. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. If you see this story, as some people do, as kind of raising these questions about, you know, the overall meaning of this war. What have we been doing in Afghanistan? Is it worth it over the last now 12, I guess 13 years? Yeah, I think this is an interesting moment for people to consider that, and for people, frankly, to kind of tune in on this story, which is often not at the forefront of our news.
What do you make of the Obama administration's statements on this? I mean, certainly he's been very compassionate, the president has, about Bergdahl, and very steadfast in his decision. But his comment that this war is ending and this is what happens when wars end, he's treating it as though this is some kind of fine print at the end of a long ordeal. I'm wondering if that sort of misses the point.
Well, I think he does make a good point on at least one level, which is that wars end with people talking to each other. And, you know, arguably, if we had had some of the conversations that we are now having with the Taliban, have been having on and off for the last few years, if we had had some of those conversations earlier, this war might have been shorter and we might have lost fewer soldiers and spent less money. It's, you know, it's hard to say. It's impossible to say looking back. But I do think that this shouldn't come out completely out of nowhere for people. That there's no way we can keep folks in Guantanamo forever, even though there is this thing called indefinite detention. And we can't kill all of them. So the idea that we would ultimately talk to them and that some of them would go back under various circumstances, either to Qatar or to ultimately to Afghanistan, is not that surprising.
Well, Vanessa, looking back over the long, years in Afghanistan, you've got the heroic moments in the beginning when the Taliban was rolled back in the very early days. Then you've got the neglect of the Afghanistan conflict as the war in Iraq escalated. Then you've got the return to let's get Osama bin Laden and the feeling that, the mission was completely justified once he was apprehended and killed. And now you have a sense of what are we doing holding these forward operating bases in these valleys where people can take pot shots at American soldiers. The literature on this war seems all over the map. How do you view it with the sort of long history that you have?
Well, I think one thing that you get to in your question is the number of times our stated policy in Afghanistan has changed over the last 13 years. We went in with the aim of killing and capturing members of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, a very tightly focused counterterrorism kind of initiative and mission. And, you know, at a certain point, we began talking about, you know, all girls in Afghanistan should be able to go to school. And, you know, in 2008, 2009, we shifted to a pretty intensive, although brief, phase of counterinsurgency in which we were going to go into population centers and really change people's minds about who we were and who the Taliban were and kind of win people over to our side. That was an interesting initiative that came really late in the war. And, you know, Afghans, and I think everybody, you know, first impressions count for a lot. So at that point, you know, 10 years on, it was hard for people to take that very seriously. And it also wasn't very, it wasn't long lived. It was a quick initiative that ran itself out. But, you know, I think the thing you talk about there are these forward operating bases and people, you know, soldiers are getting killed. Is it worth it? And is it worth it that soldiers may have been killed in the time after Bergdahl was taken and, you know, some of them were looking for him? These questions have been raised. We saw a similar thing happen with the Korangal Valley, which has been, you know, written about, and there's a great film about it called Restrepo. This was, you know, for many years the most difficult, dangerous part of Afghanistan, where, you know, there were tons of American casualties, and ultimately the U.S. just pulled out of that valley after losing, you know, however many lives. I don't know the numbers, but a lot. And I think some of the same questions were raised then. So, you know, this is, I guess, you know, one thing to say is that when you decide to go to war, as the Bush administration did in 2001 after the September 11th attacks, you have to be prepared for all of these broad consequences that we've faced. And I think perhaps, you know, God forbid something like the September 11th attack should happen again, maybe we would think differently about how to respond, because a war is a serious thing to walk into, and you can't then get distracted by another war and sort of, you know, go on with your life when you have this kind of campaign underway. And I think that is what happened.
Vanessa Ghazari is a journalist who's reported from Afghanistan on and off since 2002. Vanessa, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.